This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast.
Betsy.
Marcy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we so dang good.
We're so dang good right now.
Yeah.
We're in a new studio.
I keep putting more foam up every...
There's so much foam.
It's crazy.
It's like, great.
It's like Cancun on spring break here. There's
full
so much foam.
Yeah, you're just blasting in foam bubbles.
Yeah,
I don't
honestly
know if that's the correct foam to get sound good.
I think it's actually messing up the equipment. Oh, Betsy's in a bikini.
I'm in a bikini right now.
It's a tong.
It's nasty.
It is from her childhood.
It's tiny.
It's a baby bikini. All right, so Betsy,
yeah.
I wanted to tell you about something that
okay.
I just discovered this week doing
Holy
some
shit.
Like... truly just doing some joke writing and stumbled upon what I find to be a really fun thing. And we've sort of talked about it a little bit before.
Okay.
So not this specifically, but there is in Japanese culture more than one type of toilet ghost.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Tell me everything.
So we've talked about how ghosts...
Bathrooms. Dude, ghosts love bathrooms.
So I got... my sources are the yokai.com and Atlas Obscura. And yokai is just like the Japanese. And I don't know if I'm saying any of this right. So bear with all my pronunciations.
Oh God. Okay. You're gonna do great.
Okay, I just wanted to say that just because
yeah,
people
like
could be like,
oh, that's yikes.
Yeah, but you, okay, so again, from yokai.com and Atlas Obscura. So, this man, Michael Dylan Foster, author of the book of Yokai, Mysterious Creatures of Japanese Folklore, he says the bathroom is a somewhat unusual space in a household or school or wherever it exists.
Okay.
He describes bathrooms as a liminal space that connect the normal everyday world to a whole different realm. I'm a baby. Namely, the sewer.
Ooh, it, dude.
He says, in that sense, the bathroom is a place of transition.
Oh, and hell yeah, it is.
It's
I change it every day.
I'm a whole different person.
I'm a whole different person after I use the bathroom.
And the toilet in particular is a portal to a mysterious other world.
Oh my God, I love this.
Even though we generally flush things down, it would not seem surprising for something mysterious to come up through the toilet.
It's stinky. I love it.
Okay, so let's start with my first toilet monster.
Oh my God, this is heaven on earth.
The Akamanto. So AKA, different word, Manto. Akamanto. So Okay, one of the most gruesome of Japan's bathroom ghosts is the Akamanto, or the Red Cape.
Ew.
It's sometimes called Aomanto, which is Blue Cape, or other variations.
Oh, cape, dude, that's
there's
scary.
There's a lot of variations of this. So he's described as a person completely covered by a flowing cape.
Ew.
And a hood, and wearing a mask that hides his irresistibly handsome face.
I think okay.
He started this. He started that rumor.
I'm so handsome. I better wear a mask and a cape.
So handsome.
Because everybody's going to want me.
I'm just the
especially
hottest.
When I shoot out of a toilet.
I'm the hottest toilet bathroom ghost. Okay. So most stories follow a general pattern. So while at school late in the evening, a student suddenly finds himself in desperate need of a toilet.
I hear that.
You got it.
Drink too much Mountain Dew in middle school. They'll get you.
The closest restroom available is one that is normally avoided by the students. It's an older and less well-kept, separated from the rest of the school, and is rumored to be haunted. But with no time to search for a different restroom, the student enters. He or she does their business, and when they have finished, they reach for the toilet paper, only to find that there's none there.
Ooh, that's horrifying.
And then they hear a strange voice. Do you want red paper or blue paper?
Oh, like the Matrix. red or blue.
This is where the Matrix comes from.
Yeah.
Don't eat that pill.
No, that's not a pill.
That's turd. red paper, the student answers, and a moment later is stabbed and sliced up so violently that blood sprays everywhere, soaking their body and making it look as if they're wearing a bright red cloak.
Cape. Oh my God.
However, in some other versions, I've read that, like, basically they're flayed.
Whoa.
Their back is flayed so that it opens up looking like a red cape.
Ew.
Disgusting.
That's fucked
disgusting.
Up, dude.
Sometime later, another student finds him or herself in need of a toilet in a similar situation.
Shoot.
They know the rumors that a student has died in the restroom, but they have no choice and use the restroom anyway.
Dude.
Sure enough, a voice asks them red paper or blue paper. Remembering the legend, the student says blue paper.
Blue. Say toilet paper. No, toilet paper.
Just toilet paper. Fuck off. I want toilet paper.
I just want toilet paper. Or, hey, it's Japan. Use the bidet.
Well, this
Japan's
is...
Japan's toilets are so rad.
This actually dates back to the early
before.
1900s. So,
shit.
So, let's
BB,
see.
Before bidet.
BD. So the student knows the rumor, so they answer blue paper.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the student's blood is sucked out of their body, I assume from their butthole, leaving them dead and blue in the face on the floor. So again, like I said, a lot of variations. Sometimes they say it's a serial killer hiding in the adjacent stall.
Oh.
Other times it's a ghost who appears tall with a sickly bluish white face. Let's see. Some places they have a version where it's a hairy yokai called the Kianare, who lives in the toilet and likes to stroke people's rear ends with his hand. And so it's a lot less violent, but...
Yeah, but sexy.
But... A hairy arm of whatever color you choose rises out of the toilet.
Of whatever color you choose.
So it's either a red or a blue hand. And it just tickles your butthole.
Oh my God. I want a green hand.
It's truly
a
an assault.
Hand.
It is
not
true,
good. It's not good, good it's, but it's not murder.
Yes. There are survivors in that case.
Whoa.
Let's see. So in other versions, instead of being killed, the student's skin is permanently changed. Which is, I guess, like embarrassing because everyone knows you pooped then.
Yeah, nasty. Poop is so nasty.
You're bad for doing it. So when people survive in those cases, that they fall ill later and die shortly after. And some
after the butt tickle.
Well, this is just if they survive it, like, you know, then
yes,
later.
Okay.
If they survive the red or the blue, then they get sick later.
Oh no!
It's a no-win situation.
No.
So sometimes the consequences are worse than death, such as being dragged into the netherworld.
Through
never,
the toilet.
Never to be seen again.
Oh, no.
And also in another version, Instead of a hand, it's a tongue.
No!
And it licks the student's rear end.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
It's bad.
Oh, no.
And that happens when they answer white, and then it rises up.
Oh,
and
when
just
they answer white paper?
Yeah, they want just white paper.
And they're like, and I'll tongue your asshole clean.
I'll make you come. That's
maybe that.
So there's
holy
also,
shit.
It's not the only one, though. There's different versions of
what?
It. So there's the Hanako-san. And it is a female version of the ghost. And it's supposedly of a young girl who died around World War II.
Uh-oh.
Which was a terrible time for the Japanese people and everyone in America. Everyone. But they were, I think, with all the bombings that we did.
Yeah.
Truly atrocious.
Awful.
But yeah, just whatever. War's terrible, right? We can
agree. Yeah, war sucks.
I hate it. Usually described as wearing an out-of-fashion red dress and a bob, she can be summoned by going to the girls' room on the third floor and knocking on the third stall three times. And you say, "Are you there, Hanako-san?" And depending on the regional variations, she responds by saying, "Yes, I am." And then a ghostly hand will appear. And sometimes someone enters the stall. You could be eaten by a three-headed lizard.
You didn't
see that coming.
I did not see,
that, see
coming.
That coming.
Wait, so this ghost girl is also a three-headed lizard?
Yeah, she tricked
awesome.
You. She got you good.
You got duped, dude.
You got
a three-headed lizard in the toilet.
Okay.
This is bonkers, and I love it.
Well, I'll just try to hit a couple more. There's so many. So the Kashima Reiko is another legend of a young girl said to be the ghost of a girl who died when her legs were severed by a train.
Good God. Her legs were on the track?
She was maybe running across the track, slipped and fell.
No.
I'm just saying this.
Like
I don't know.
Fried green tomatoes when his
yes.
foot gets stuck in the track. That's all I remember
yes.
from that movie.
Oh, God.
They
what about
too
they,
young.
They ate people.
In fried green tomatoes, they ate people?
They eat a person.
Wait, what?
They feed a person to a cop looking for whoever the murderer is, or
there's a murderer?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, what's her name's husband was abusive, and so they kill him.
Oh.
And then they feed him
to the cops?
Yes.
Wait, fried green tomatoes?
Look, I can't get into this right now, but that is truly what happened.
I gotta watch it again. I saw it when I was little, and I only remember the kid getting plowed by the train.
What about Kathy Bates looking at her vagina?
Whoa, no.
What about her answering the door wearing saran wrap?
What the fuck is this movie?
You gotta go rewatch
it. Okay, I gotta rewatch it. Sorry, let's get back to toilet ghosts.
Okay, so this lady she's a legless torso, and she haunts bathroom stalls asking visitors, "Where are my legs?" And the correct response the correct response is on the Mission Expressway. And if you say anything else, she's going to tear your legs off.
Oh, no. But does she use your legs then?
I guess she's or just maybe she doesn't, if she wants the whole world
to
burn.
Yeah, you can't have legs.
Yeah.
If I can't have legs, you can't have legs.
Yeah, put that on a shirt.
Oh, bathroom ghost.
So there's also another version that suggests she will appear to anyone within a month who learns about the story. So, oh, so sorry, you guys. You just learned about it.
The leg lady?
Yeah, but if you hear the story, that she will appear within a month. Sorry, Kashima.
This is like the ring or whatever.
Exactly. They said that that's a similar setup.
Marcy, fuck you, dude.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
We're all fucked.
Yeah.
What expressway do we say?
We have to say where did it go? The Mission Expressway.
Mission.
Mission. I think that's how you pronounce it. Boy, if you get it wrong, though.
You're toast.
She gotta cut your legs off. All right. Finally, we have the kappa. So it's one of Japan's most famous mythological creatures. The kappa is said to sometimes be found in bathrooms. However, it's not specifically thought of as a bathroom spirit. More generally, a creature associated with water, usually rivers or ponds.
Oof.
And there are lots of legends about the kappa appearing in outhouses where it harasses people, especially women.
Ugh.
It's a goblin-esque yokai spirit, and it's filthy and disheveled with a long protruding tongue.
Ew.
These are nasty.
Nasty.
And it licks the filth off bathtubs. I thought I was going to say buttholes, but it's...
I thought you were going to say buttholes. Licks the filth off of buttholes.
But honestly, come lick the scum off my bathtub.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Please.
So it's a gross little sprite licking the dirt off a tub. So basically, it's just like the idea of all these different bathroom ghosts. This one does nothing. It just cleans your bathroom.
That's nice.
But I assume it could do something
good.
How
incredible.
But basically, like, the idea that these ghosts are these creatures are coming when you are at your most vulnerable.
Oh, that's so scary.
Isn't that
It's
creepy?
So scary. That was so good. Also, some of the best bathrooms in the whole wide world are in Japan.
I think we all gotta get bidets.
They're great.
Oh yeah,
they like make music. It's awesome. Heated seats.
Oh my god.
And that's in like the public restrooms too, and they're super clean.
Oh,
I love that. That was so good.
Toilet ghost.
Mission Express.
Mission Expressway.
Okay.
Although you better look up how to pronounce
it. If this lady comes after us, I'm going to be so mad at you, Marcy.
Hey, I accept it.
Listeners, if this lady comes after you, blame Marcy and then call in. Tell us what happened.
Yes.
Tell us if you have your legs still or not.
Yeah, tell us who licked your butt.
Who licked your butthole? Who licked your bathroom?
Oh, God. I hope no one ever licks your butthole. And a, well, hey,
no,
never mind.
Lick buttholes all day long.
I was
going
to say without your permission. Yeah, great.
Yes, yeah.
I hope no ghost ever licks your butthole without asking first. Okay.
But if the ghost asks and you're down for it, it's game on.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That was good.
Thank you. So, you guys, if you want to send us your bathroom ghost run-ins,
let us know. We'll do a whole episode of bathroom ghosts.
Yes, if we get...
they're everywhere.
Apparently, they're everywhere. Send it to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and thank you for listening, but please, like, review, rate,
subscribe. It's that time of year.
Yeah, tell your friends
if they're
in a spooky mood. Be like, hey, I know the perfect pod for you.
Hell yeah.
Y'all dogs.
Betsy.
Yes?
Are you so excited?
I'm fucking pumped.
For our next guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I'm so pumped.
You're pumped. You got the big pumpy Nikes.
I got huge pumpy Nikes.
Get their high heels. Guys, you have seen her on The Dragons at UCB, 10:30, Sunset, Saturday nights. And she also has a new podcast. It's called Too Scary, Didn't Watch, Emily Durrett.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
So tell us about Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
I'll tell you about it. It is a podcast where we just have someone come on.
Yes.
Describe the plot of a scary movie.
Yes.
Because I won't see it.
That's so funny.
It's good.
That is, it's as straightforward as it could possibly be. And it came about because I really wanted to know what happened to the movie Midsommar. Midsommar.
Oof.
And so another very good friend of mine who does the podcast with me, it's three of us. She's the same way. And we would look up articles and be like, what happened? But sometimes that can even be scary.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's like storytelling, but you don't have to. It's just the movie, and I just get to listen to it.
Yeah.
That's a funny idea. I have a coworker who is so scared of scary movies that he can't even, like, watch a trailer, and he doesn't want to hear about it.
Oh, that's a lot.
Whoa.
He doesn't want to see scary imagery. He's like, I can't watch this.
I used to be that way with trailer. Like, especially if I was, like, home alone at night and a trailer would come on, I would get, like, very freaked out.
Yeah.
I'm, like, slowly building up my tolerance. My goal is at one point to be able
in the theater.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
In a theater at nighttime.
Oh, see, no.
So that when you'll get there.
Maybe.
You'll get there.
We did. We had Betsy
on. But something spooky happened.
But a
happened.
Fucking ghost ruined the podcast.
What happened?
Betsy came on and she told us about The Changeling.
Which
is, the episode will never come out. So if you want to know about it, you have
I'm
to listen
so
for yourself.
Because it's such a good movie.
Oh my God. It's so scary. It's this ghost movie from the 80s.
Yeah, it is.
We were all scared out of our minds and we had so much fun and it was the best podcast. And then we listen to the audio the next day, and like every couple minutes for like 10 seconds, all the audio cuts out and then comes back in. And it's never happened
that
before.
That is so fucking
nothing
creepy.
Nothing changed.
And in the changeling, there's like audio stuff. Like he records. Did you deep listen and see if it was a ghost
God,
going
no,
like,
deep listened.
My room.
We hear like,
my
Joseph.
Room. Yeah.
Oh,
Joseph.
God. And I don't love that because we record in my house. And so the implication there is that
something.
There are ghosts in my house.
I don't like it just because I would be so bummed about losing the audio.
Oh my God. We
it
were,
was really
you should,
fun
we were
too.
Truly devastated.
I'm obsessively
like, it took us a while to recover.
Watching my recording thing now.
I know.
Like, but you didn't know.
We didn't know.
You didn't know.
And I'm going to blame it on ghosts.
Yeah, blame it on the changeling.
Okay. Blame we always start by asking our guests.
Yes.
What, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
I don't really know. I think on the one hand, I believe in all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very open to it. I don't. The problem is when I start to try to like think like logic it, which I know is probably like against the whole point of the paranormal anyway. It's sort of just like, who knows?
I mean, I would say there's plenty of people who are studying and experts.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Who would be like, it is logical. Let me explain it to you.
Maybe I should read those articles.
Let me explain it.
Honestly, don't start if you
and
don't.
And those are all men, yes?
No.
Okay.
The recently passed Rosemary Ellen Guiley was one of the leading experts in the field. So,
okay.
Woohoo, women
can do ghosts too. Well, I guess when I think about like, one person's ghost story is like balls of light, and another one's is like a fully formed cube. So that's the point at which I'm sort of like, what? Which of those feels more right? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
But in general, I think the universe is vast, and we're a small part of it.
Absolutely.
And who even?
Hell
knows?
Yeah.
And there are some, and also like, I don't know. Isn't it kind of fun to just believe that
it's
exactly?
It's so much
stuff
more
happen?
Fun to just believe
that's
it.
It is.
It's about making the fun choice.
Yeah, it absolutely
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
In all of life, like, why not?
Isn't why it? Not?
Yeah, there's toilet ghosts.
And I guess if
could
you're
be.
If you're too afraid of ghosts, maybe the more fun choice is to not believe. Like, I think there's some people, it's too scary, and they're like, it can't be real. And it's like, okay, if that's what you need to believe.
Yeah, if that's helping you through life.
The other thing is I am very scared of them. So I believe in them. I think ghost stories, I'm like, again, it's like similar to my, I like want to hear about it. I want to hear ghost stories.
Yes.
I'm like, I need to hear all the stories, but I never, ever, 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 ever want to see a ghost.
I'm
ever,
with you.
Ever.
That's Betsy's in the camp.
That's
Betsy's
me.
Over there.
Never show yourself to me. Please, 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 please.
Yeah. I'm right there with you where it's like, I love everything about it. I don't need to see it.
I don't need to see that.
Ooh, or feel it. Like, you hear all those stories about, like, I felt like someone was over me. That
me
makes me want to die.
That
like,
horror, or
take
like,
my life
where
then.
People are just like, I walked into the room and I felt like whatever
something
it is. And
oh,
it's like,
la, 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 la.
I don't need, I want to be so, I don't need to feel anything like that. I don't need to feel anything. Ever.
Numb me, baby.
Take away the feelings.
Take all the feelings away. I mean, aliens. Do you believe in them?
Oh, wait, I thought you were saying...
The way that you just...
That was very...
Alien.
And like, I was nodding. I'm like, you have to believe in them,
right?
And
you were on the same page about aliens.
not feeling a thing. Right.
Yeah, right,
I do believe in aliens.
Yeah.
That one I feel like, no question. And I don't know what they would be, but how I mean
something else.
If there's life here, there's life somewhere else.
Thank you.
There has to be
some little ET chewed up looking Tootsie Roll guy.
Some chewed up looking Tootsie Roll guy.
There's some nasty little thing out there.
Yeah.
There's a ton of nasty little things.
They're
a payday looking alien.
a fucking Twix
little piece
little,
of shit.
Little turd nut covered alien somewhere.
Yeah. I'm on board.
Do you grow up religious by any chance?
Oh, yeah.
And do you think that had any influence on...
You know, it's a good question. I don't think... So the answer is yes and no. I grew up Unitarian Universalist, which I don't know if you guys are at all familiar.
All I know is that feels like my understanding is it's the chill...
It's very chill.
It's a chill religion.
Possibly too chill. It's very... It's like... by shorthand for it is like... It's like... hippie church. And it's not so, there is a structure. There are like, there's no dogma. There's no Bible. There are principles. And there is like, so it is a church. I went to church every Sunday. I went to Sunday school. They teach you about God. They teach you about the Bible. They teach you about Judaism. They teach you about, it's very like,
oh, cool.
Find your own spiritual path and you're a community together.
That's great.
It's great. I like appreciate having been raised in it, but it is pretty like open in that sense. Like people sort of, there's a lot of like belief, I feel like, in like Mother Earth is big
I feel like the relationship
between things.
That it was like one of the first churches to like perform gay marriages in the United States.
Very, very open. Yeah. A lot of our ministers are gay. It's very, so we,
there's
also
men and women, and women have like historically always been ministers, I think.
Oh, yes. Cool.
Sometimes it's very open minded about religions, and I'm totally wrong.
No,
so
I think that is right. And I should know. I definitely like was taught all this at some point. But
it's fine. We forget stuff.
It's
look,
very,
this
very
is a show
open
about facts and being correct.
No. It's very open-minded. So I think it like definitely leaves room for people to believe what they believe.
But then maybe not the hugest influence about paranormal.
Like, yeah, maybe not. And I don't think I'm curious. I think if I were to ask my parents my parents are very like, my mom's really into science. My mom's a teacher. She's very into science. They're very like, I don't think they would super believe in it, but they also are not really quick to like shut anybody down.
That's great.
Yeah,
sort of
yeah.
Wow, must be nice.
What I'm saying is my life is perfect.
You've always been afraid.
I've always been afraid. Always been afraid of everything.
When you were a kid, did you believe in ghosts, or was that like a fear of yours?
I wouldn't say it was a big fear, but I definitely would have been afraid of them.
Okay.
Like I never watched scary movies, never watched ghost movies. So I grew up in Florida, in South Florida, and so a big trip that we would take with school all the time, like every couple years, the big field trip would be to St. Augustine in Florida, which is historically very
so
haunted
cool.
place.
I definitely
really?
So
yes.
cool. It's also beautiful
and
is
like
it?
Old forts with like,
ew.
And you can still see like the holes from the cannons from early war. I don't know which war. It was like the
Spanish-American. Yeah. So it's like, it's the first one. Oh, God. Again, I'm like, I forgot everything I learned as
maybe
a child.
Maybe they were Spanish forts
They are Spanish forts. So it's a Spanish city. It was maybe the first city in Florida.
It is.
It's where the oldest Fountain of Youth is rumored to be. And it's gorgeous. All these old forts. For Florida standard, it's like, there is no history in Florida.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there is, but it's everything's pretty new.
Yeah.
Especially like where I live in South Florida, it's all like just suburbs and like new developments.
Yeah.
And it's all like, it was all, for so long, just like marshland. So St. Augustine has like a good bit of history and like Spanish moss and like big gorgeous trees.
Whoa.
It's beautiful. But yeah, it's supposedly very, very haunted. And so I remember taking a field trip in like fourth grade and we did like a ghost tour. And I remember at the same time desperately wanting there to be ghosts and being so scared of seeing one.
Yes.
And I did not see one.
Did any of the kids in the group be like, I saw something?
I think there was a lot of that, but it was probably like 8-year-old boys being like, oh, so, you know, like,
absolutely.
I don't know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trying to
be cool.
St. Augustine, Fountain of Youth, baby.
St. Augustine is cool.
I really like it. It's such a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Where is it in Florida?
It's in North Florida, right?
Yeah, it's like opposite upside of Florida, but same
latitude
as Tampa.
Latitude's
the horizontal.
Latitude's like
one.
A ladder.
Is it? No, wait. Tampa's mid Florida.
St. Augustine's kind of mid. It's north mid. It is north mid.
North mid.
North mid. Florida.
North mid Florida. Coastal. I think of it as it was
everything.
Like 4 hours north of me driving. And,
whoa.
And so it probably is a little further north than Tampa because I was also on the Atlantic and Tampa
hold
is on
the I'm going to look
Gulf
at a fucking
Coast.
Map. Okay. It is. North.
I also don't know anything about Florida. So
I mean, why would you?
It is a bit north. It's actually like right below Jacksonville. So
I mean, can I see it on the map?
Yeah. There one time.
It was. It's like in North Florida.
Okay, sure, sure, sure. I'm from there. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about.
That's
fine. It's like, I don't know anything about Florida.
Well, yeah. I guess because also in my head, I'm like, it takes like 6 or 7 hours to get out of Florida for me. But it also probably very much depends. Yeah, that's a very weird thing about growing up in Florida is it's like everything's Florida.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like on the East Coast of
Florida.
It is on
the East Coast of Florida. That much I knew.
Florida is so interesting because the East Coast and the West Coast of Florida have two entirely different types of oceans and beaches.
Very much so, yeah.
Because one is a Gulf, and it's very like warmer.
Warm and still, and like
white sandy beaches.
God, it's so nice.
Whoa.
And then you go to the other one, you're like, fucking rocks everywhere?
Yeah, but I also will say I still vastly prefer the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Well, because you can surf.
You can swim, and it gets warm, and it is, I just like it better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But the Gulf of Mexico is
the Gulf is the
best.
Absolute best.
My
You've favorite hit
is
the
Mediterranean
beaches.
Sea.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Heard of it?
Betsy's been to Greece.
Heard of it?
Oh, boy. She's eating some octopus right now.
It's alive.
So do you have your own story?
I have my own story.
Okay.
Oh,
let's take a quick break
let's
and then we're going to hear
What a cliffhanger.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they have forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money and it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling. Okay, we're back with Emily.
Oh my God, I'm pumped.
She's going to tell us something.
I have a story. Okay, so I kind of have two stories, and one is cooler and one is scarier.
Which one's sexiest?
Ooh, they're both sexy. No, neither of them is sexy, okay. Unfortunately.
Shoot.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry.
I thought we told you in the email.
You
it
said,
has
come
to be
sexy.
Sexy.
You said, yeah. Come sexy. Oh, don't you dare walk in this fucking house.
We're trying to get
if you're
some
not oozing
real
sex.
Yeah, we want some horny ass ghost stories.
Hell yeah.
Damn it.
Well, only the horniest.
That's all that we do.
Tell us your stories.
I'm going to start with the one that's less spooky.
Well, I was thinking scary or cool.
Well, I hope
I say cool. For sure. It might not be cool. Here we go.
Let's scrutinize it.
Let's just get into it. I went to the University of South Carolina for college.
Okay.
In Columbia, South Carolina. Woo. And I studied theater, and our main theater, the Longstreet Theater, is the basement of it. It's been around a long time. The whole campus has been around since the 1800s, since Civil War, pre-Civil War. The basement of that theater was catacombs for Civil War soldiers when they died.
Oh, fun!
I assume the Confederates.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's south?
Yeah. So it's rumored to be very, very haunted. I spent a lot of time there, but I did not have truly very many scary ghost experiences there, like, or any that I could really think of, but it was definitely always rumored, like, this place is haunted.
Yeah.
I wish I had been more invested in, like, if I were to go back now, I would really want to, like, scope it out and see.
Yeah.
I think every time I was actually there, like, often you'd like, the dressing rooms were down in the basement, and so it'd be, like, nighttime, and sometimes you'd go down there alone, and, like, I was not really thinking about it because I didn't want to be.
Memorize your lines.
Memorize
when
your
you
lines.
Go on stage, act surprised.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
When you go on stage. Sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock. Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chop. With a big black block.
Good one.
This is fun.
Betty Botter had some butter, but the butter's bitter.
Yes.
Something like that. I had to say that.
Unique New York. New York's.
You need unique New York.
Yes. Unique New York. New York's unique. You know you need unique New York.
Yes.
He thrusts his fists against the posts and still insists he sees the ghosts. Oh, ghosts in it.
That's a good one.
So that's for your STS sounds.
Ooh.
We're nerds.
Yeah. But there was one time where we were down there doing a rehearsal, and this show was about, this was a woman's senior thesis. I mean, at the time, a girl, I guess. it was her senior thesis.
Not yet a woman.
It was about Federico Garcia Lorca, was killed in the Civil War in Spain, Spanish Civil War. I guess it's the only one. Anyway. And we were sitting in a circle with, like, candles. There were candles for the show. And we were, like, sharing personal stuff. It was, like, one of those very theatery, like, we're all, like, here in this moment. The lights were off and candles. And I started to hear, like, the sound of, like, wind, like, against a closed door. And you hear, like, a wind go by outside. And it became clear pretty quickly that a lot of us were here. Like, it was like, I think we were all, like, just, like, paying, and I would, like, look over, and then other people started, and we all started giggling.
Ew.
We were like, what is it? And we never, like, for all I know, there could have been wind outside, but it seemed very, like, sudden.
Whoa.
And again, I wish we'd taken the time to all be like, are there ghosts here? But we were like, you know, we were in rehearsal and we were very serious about our craft.
So
we moved on. But I wish I had spent more time thinking about the ghosts in that place, because there's probably so many.
So many. Because it's old as shit.
It's old
and
as
with
shit.
A war.
The bodies were just like, I mean, they were like stacked up. Like, that's like what, there was just like rooms for bodies.
That's
who
so,
did not die well.
That's gross. So sick.
Yeah.
And they were so young.
Yeah. So that story's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you think that was cool? Okay, great.
I thought that was cool.
I mean, anytime you got theater nerds being serious,
That's cool.
Oh, and it was sexy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sexy to Marcy.
I mean, most of my first sexual experiences and feelings were truly theater related. That's who I had to pick from.
That's how it goes.
It wasn't great, guys.
It is not great. here we are.
Theater is
maybe,
so silly.
It's so weird.
It's fun,
and
but it's
part of what's so silly about it is how seriously you must take it when you're doing it.
Oh my
you know,
God.
Anything taken so seriously is funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's funny to take yourself that seriously.
Yes. Looking back, being like, why did I give
a shit? Especially when you're like 16 and you're like, guys, learn your line. It's like,
yes. I remember doing that. Like, guys, if we're not having fun on stage, the audience isn't having fun. And it's just like, what do I give a shit?
Maybe we could all stop fucking around and do an Italian speed through.
Oh my God, Italian speed through. While we're squeezing each other's hands.
Pass the energy.
Pass the energy. Yes.
Hello, I said we're doing a massage train.
What, and you know what's thinking? Definitely cooler? Taking improv seriously.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We've really moved.
I have.
Yeah, we have.
Have you ever cried about an improv team? I have.
Never.
No.
Who could imagine it? Too. never. Again, my life is perfect. Okay, story number two was very scary for me. This was recent.
Oh shit.
So I like I said, I don't ever want to see a ghost. I don't ever want to see a ghost. When I go to places now that I think there could be ghosts. Like last time I stayed in New Orleans.
Yes.
Very haunted place.
Cool.
I was in this I stayed in this bed and breakfast and I was like, this is an old building. We're in New Orleans. Like it's definitely haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will do this thing where when I enter the space and then like again, as many times as I need to make myself feel comfortable, I will like say in my head like, hey ghosts, I respect you. This is your space. Please don't make yourself known to me. I just really don't want to see you or feel you. Like, and sometimes I go like, well, if it's a mean ghost, I'm egging them on. But if it's a mean ghost, they're going to do their thing.
They're going to do whatever they want.
But I always try to like put that out there. I really don't want to see ghosts. So this last spring, I went to Spain.
Ooh.
It's pretty great.
Wow.
And I did
the Mediterranean.
It's nearby. Octopus.
And so I'm eating an octopus. So the last few days I did on my own.
Cool.
Which is great. And so it was my last night. And I just got a hotel by the airport in Madrid, so I was like flying out early in the morning. It was a very like normal hotel. It didn't feel spooky, didn't feel haunted.
Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't know. And I still to this day do not know. But I tucked myself in for the night. A few hours in, I woke up and I looked. It was a really small little room, too. Like, it was, like, definitely one of those hotels that's, like, you're staying here just so you can get out of town. Like, that was the deal with it. Very, like, bare bones, just right there. So I wake up in the middle of the night, and I look towards the window. And I don't know what woke me up. Like, I mean, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, right?
That just happens.
Yeah, we all do it.
We all do it.
And sometimes you wake up
screaming in the middle of the night,
and
right?
We all do it.
Yeah, we all do it. Screaming and crying in the middle of the night.
Absolutely.
We've all been there. But I woke up, and I look at the window, see... what looks like a man. I'm, like, scared saying it. What looks like a man... staring and like looking out the window. And he looks like modern-ish to me. Like he looked like one of those dudes who does like the Pacific Crest Trail.
Like, had, like, that's perfect
a beard
description.
And, like, okay. He looked like a traveler.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think he was holding like a mug of coffee or something. He was like staring and he was looking out the window. And I did the thing where like I like was like, your eyes are playing tricks on you, and I like blinked to like I was like, it's the light. It's like, because you know how sometimes it's like the shape that a dark spot. But there's nothing. Nothing.
Piles of clothes will scare me left and right.
It was like I'm seeing something.
All just trying to put these things together.
Like,
right?
Half asleep. I was like, that's what's happening. So I like blinked, and it did not go away. So I turned the lights on. Saw that there were no shapes. There was nothing to make that shape. And I was scared out of my fucking mind.
Absolutely.
I was so fucking scared. I'm alone in Spain. I'm also like, I'm flying out tomorrow. And then I started getting really freaked out because I'm like, it can't be a good sign to see a ghost before you get in a 12-hour flight.
My
But I was like, it's the middle of the night. I'm freaking out. I turn on the lights. But I was also so tired.
I was so tired.
And all I wanted to do was go back to sleep. But I like could not.
No.
Every time I kept the lights on, of course.
Yes.
But every time I closed my eyes, I was like, there's going to be a ghost. And I was so freaked out.
You're like, there is no way I'm letting that guy from a coffee commercial fuck
with me. This fucking hiker from the Folgers ad, I don't want
damn.
It. So... eventually, probably a couple
did you smell coffee?
Hours past, I smelled
coffee.
No,
best part of waking up.
Is a ghost in your corner.
Anyway, so you woke up.
So I finally, after probably like an hour or so, I was like, I'm so tired. I've got to go back to sleep. So I turned the light on in the bathroom and kept that door open, but turned the main light off because I was like, I'll have some light.
Smart. Everyone knows ghosts cannot exist in the light.
But you know what?
That is untrue.
Wasn't enough light. So I go back to sleep. No. I wake up probably an hour later.
No.
He is at the window again.
No fucking way.
And I'm thinking the same exact thing. Because I was like, I was so proud of myself. I was like, I finally went back to sleep. I'm strong. I'm brave. It's fine. I'm going to go back to sleep.
I woke up
again. And he is at the window.
No.
And he turns and he looks at me.
No.
Oh, God.
And he beckons me to the window.
Ew.
Like, as if he's it felt friendly. It felt like he was like, okay. Look what's out the window. Like,
oh, my God.
It just was like, come here. Like, I saw his hand do the, like, come here.
What the fuck?
Thing. And I turned the light on again and he was gone.
Oh,
and then
my
I was
God.
Like, well, I'm up. Like,
you've seen a fucking ghost.
I might have seen a ghost. And
no,
so,
wait. What did you just say?
You might have seen a ghost.
I don't want to.
Saw a ghost.
I saw a ghost
twice,
I think.
In one night.
What was so, and it was like.
You almost got seduced by a ghost.
This story
sexy. Are you in love with this ghost?
I forgot that this story
is sexy. He sounds fucking hot.
That ghost was going to propose to you.
Hiker. Oh my God. But so I'd like turn the lights on. And by then it was like. Early enough, or like late enough that it was like I was like I'll fine, I'll stick with this. I can wake up. Sun started rising. When the sun rose and I could see outside the window, I opened the window to see if there was anything. I was like, what if there's like something out there he wants me to see? There was nothing discernible out there that I was like he was trying to get me to look at.
Shit.
But I also, because I was in Europe, which I don't now remember the time difference, but I knew if I texted my friends who were here, they would be awake. It was like normal time for them to be up. So I literally from Spain texted my friends like, I try to be really casual. So like, how do we feel about ghosts? Do we believe in ghosts?
Well, if it's early enough there, then it's like very late at night over here, right?
Right. It was like, it was truly, this was like 3 a.m. Spain time. So they were awake.
You'll still be up.
Yeah,
exactly. They were still awake. I only, because I had a friend in Amsterdam. So like we would text.
Like 6 hours or something?
Yeah, we would text like right before I'd fall asleep. Yeah. And she was like up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was just like trying to be very cool about like, do we like, how do we feel if we see ghosts? Or,
are you guys going to think I'm cuckoo?
And some of my friends were like, yeah, absolutely. Definitely believe in ghosts. And my other friend was quick, and I'm not surprising at all. She was like, no, I definitely don't believe in ghosts. But talking to everyone I know who believes in ghosts, they think that everyone seems to agree that seeing a ghost is a good thing. That like a ghost is a benevolent presence. Which maybe she was just telling me that because I was about to get on a plane and was very scared.
I don't think there's like it rhyme or reason.
Probably
to
not,
it.
Right? Because also
it's
if it's
not like,
if they're just a spirit, they
what
exist.
What is seeing a robin mean? I don't think it's like
it's what you make
that.
It, probably.
Yeah. I think it's just like, well, it was either there or it wasn't.
Right. And it was there on its own terms, right?
Yeah.
It's not about presenting something to me, probably. I don't know this man.
Well, do you think he wanted you to come over and then he was going to push you out the window?
Oh, my God.
That's
my God.
What I thought.
Oh, my God.
Beckoning you to a window?
Come
you're
here.
Getting shoved
come look
out.
At this. Come look at this.
Oh,
boom.
That
look.
Is
isn't
so
this cool?
Scary. That
and then
is.
Like, Emily killed herself in Spain.
Oh, no. That would be so.
Oh, my God.
That fucked me up, Marcy.
I'm just going to go ahead and say now, if I die via being pushed, being falling out of a window,
Folgers.
It was a ghost. It was not me.
It was Folgers
a
boy.
Sexy ghost.
It was a sexy hot hiker ghost.
Yeah.
It was, I was so scared. I was so scared.
Did
you never really hear of like waking up to the same.
That's what I could not fucking believe.
That's crazy.
When I opened my eyes again and he was still there, I could not believe it.
Because it would be like that first time of like going back to sleep and then being like, okay, something was going on.
Yeah.
But to wake up and see
again.
Him again.
I did not.
Holy
and
shit.
When will I see you?
Ugh. Oh my God.
But you know, my plane didn't crash. I made it back. So, you know.
I don't,
just a Spain ghost.
I don't think I think a lot of people believe there are like rules and specifics about ghosts. Like if you turn on a light, there's no way you can see one. If you know, it means this or like, I just think that like they're beyond all of our understanding and knowledge. So like, you can't be like, this is definitely going to mean blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
And also like what I was saying earlier about sometimes they're balls of light. Sometimes like that, those can both be true also, right? Like they can maybe present themselves differently or different kinds of ghosts or like, what do we know?
Yeah. I also couldn't let myself get into that mindset of like, if this happens, then this means this.
Cause oh, God.
I already have OCD good enough.
Yeah. You don't need I don't need to add
more rules to my already made up dog shit rules that I need in order to fucking
everything's random and meaningless. So there's that.
Yeah.
I once got on a plane and it was like a plane not coming from my hometown or not hometown, but my like state of origin.
What?
And there was a nun on it and someone that was from
right
my
off.
Hometown. And I was like, we're going to die.
I'd walk
right
off.
Oh, because
of
the story?
Yeah, just because it was like
two people from the same
random.
Hometown.
Yeah,
and a nun.
Yeah. Like I might have been flying out of New York and it was someone
and
from Louisiana. And I was like, whip, you're going to die. You're going to die real bad.
Oh, God.
But it didn't.
You
no.
didn't. It just fucking happened, guys.
The thing is, probably when we do all die, it will not be a time when we go, I'm about to die.
Well, unless you're sick or...
Well, sure.
On an icy ice road trucking.
Yeah, if you're ice road trucking, you might, that might be the one that kills you.
Die.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. I don't think we're going to be like, I hope not.
Except for like old people who are like, I'm ready to go. And they're
I'm ready to go.
They see like their loved ones on the other side. They're like, bye bye.
Later, dudes.
Yeah. Later, dudes.
Wouldn't that be nice? God, I would love for that to
die.
No. Well, I mean, eventually, yes. My God, I don't want to live forever.
No,
but,
way. That would be awful.
Life's too long already.
God, no. Let it end at some point. But I would like to be, and again, mine's perfect. But when it ends, how nice to be in a place where you're like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's do
be
this.
In a big old bed, old as shit.
Yeah.
Die.
Oh, that's nice. You used to want to get killed when you were 50.
I go back and forth.
Betsy didn't specify what old as shit means to her.
I know. To me, what?
49?
I can't get old. I tell Mono constantly he has to kill me.
I think you're going to be such a great old person, though.
Thank you.
Actually,
I think I'll like being old. Yeah.
I think there's definitely got to be perks
to
being
you're
old.
You're going to be one of those old people who just keeps getting smaller and smaller.
My mom.
It's crazy how small people get.
Yes.
Tiny,
yes.
tiny, tiny. Both my grandparents were
my dad too
invisible before they died.
Oh, yeah.
Teeny, teeny, teeny.
Well, they died long before you knew.
No, I knew them. I didn't know I had grandparents. They were so small.
Those are ants, Mom. Those are ants.
I'm not writing them a thank you note.
I'm not hugging them.
Ew.
They're ants.
They're little ants. I'll smush them. Whoa, that's... A good story. You saw
a
fucking ghost. You've seen a ghost.
When you were checking out, did you ask the front desk?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And they said,
I don't think it was one of those hotels that you had to check. I think it was like you just
leave.
You're there for one night and you just
Yeah.
I would have had to ask them in Spanish, which probably would have been fun, but ooh. I did not ask them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, do you speak Spanish?
I do.
How would you ask, is there a ghost?
Oh, she put you on the spot. That's
she really
not
did.
Sorry, you don't have to.
Hay fantasmas en este hotel. It's just like, are there ghosts here?
Fantasmas.
It's a good word. That probably is a more specific. Like, my Spanish I learned in school, so it's all very like,
see,
this is what the te-
this,
this
is
how
the
you
formal
should speak.
Way of, yes. Usted.
Pardon me, are there ghost presences in this establishment? Like, very clunky.
That's perfect.
It's fine. It's understandable. I get by.
Always want to be polite when you're talking ghosts.
You must
you
be polite.
You have to be polite.
Must.
Emily. Do you have any other stories?
I don't.
Do you want
those
to listen to
good.
One?
Oh, I desperately do.
Yeah, we got some listener stories.
Hey, Betsy. Hey, Marcy. I just wanted to share a story with you guys that my mom has been telling for years. So when my mom was pregnant with my older brother, her and my dad lived in a very small, middle-of-nowhere Texas town. And, my mom was 7 months pregnant, home alone, waiting for my dad to come home from work, cleaning the house because my dad's mom was going to visit for the weekend. And she is, let's just say, a difficult woman. So my mom was just trying to finish up everything before she arrived for the weekend. And really all that was left to clean up was the bathroom. And so my mom thought she heard my dad come home and went outside, and he wasn't there. And she went back inside. The lights kind of start flickering, but being that this is a small Texas town, it's a solid wind can do the same thing, so she's not really too worried about it. But the lights keep flickering. The car door sound keeps happening. So eventually she's kind of starting to get a little scared because she's home alone. She's 7 months pregnant. She's really just trying to finish up cleaning the house. And starting to get really scared because the lights are starting to flicker in different patterns now. And so she just randomly decides to call out, like, "Stop trying to scare me. I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm stressed out. I'm tired. If you want to do something while you're here, why don't you help me out?" And then she ran into her bedroom, covered up with a sheet, and eventually somehow was able to fall asleep. And a little while later, my dad did come home, and it woke my mom up, and she went to go greet him and saw that the bathroom that she was supposed to clean was now perfectly spotless. Okay, so that's pretty weird, right? Fast forward like 30 years. My mom is working at a major airline's like headquarters. So she crosses paths with thousands of different people every single day. And one day, somebody that she has like a passing acquaintance with just kind of asks her, "Hey, can you come in here, help me find these files?" And so she goes and helps him out. And the guy turns to her and he's like, "Hey, I just needed to tell you, I had this weird dream last night. And somebody came to me in my dream and was saying that they didn't want to scare you. They saw that you needed help and they just wanted to help you out." Keep in mind that 30 or so years had passed and there's no way or reason this person would have known that story about my mom. So yeah, that's pretty weird. And I just wanted to share it with you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Love the show. Bye.
Cleaning ghost. That was awesome.
That is such a good story.
Steven, that was Steven. A great story.
Also, thank you. Well told.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. God, that your mom is rad.
She is fucking cool. So this just shows me that like a ghost best match is a pregnant woman with no fucks to give.
Yeah, right, I'm like, I'm fucking stressed.
I'm having a hard time.
Look, today is a bad one. And if you're going to do anything, you better clean that toilet.
Sounds okay, like she's ready to be a mother.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't need this right now. If you're going to do something, be helpful.
Yeah, very much so. That makes me so happy.
So interesting, though, that 30 years later that someone would have that dream and then for Steven's mom to be like, that was that. Because I don't know what I don't know if I would necessarily correlate or like put those two together.
You wouldn't think
about
that every single day.
But that's probably like the biggest experience of her life. Yeah.
I feel
like
I would think about that every day of being like.
She's also probably told it so many times that even the phrasing of that of like, if you're going to scare me, do it. Otherwise, be helpful. That like probably that phrasing stuck in her head.
It's so creepy, too, to like hear something like on repeat.
Car doors.
Lights flickering.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
In different patterns where it's like, ooh, Morse code or something.
Too scary.
That fucked me up. That was
good.
How
did the ghost clean?
I don't know.
What sort of physical...
That's the thing we don't know for sure. Wow. Any and everything.
A part of that story that I really like is that guy was like, hey, yeah, can you help me with
some files?
Anyway, I had a dream about it. How do I get her in here?
I really need some PO orders done first.
Anyway, dreams are weird. Here's what I had.
What are your thoughts on dreams?
That's what I've done. What about dreams? You like them? You feel they make sense?
How are we feeling about dreams, you guys?
Hey, I wonder how the things went with that mean mom-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. She's a
difficult woman.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, that was great.
That was so... And that's another thing that makes me come back around to, like, there's got to be something, right?
Yeah.
Because
there
if not,
has to be.
We're all crazy. Everyone has... Most people have something like that.
Even like, we've had so many people on where they're like, I don't really have a story.
And then they'll tell us like, a story.
That's a fucking great story.
Like, you saw a ghost twice, even being like,
I don't really know what
it was. I know. Well, there's a thing too of like, there are all these parallel universes. It's like, we could be seeing what we think is like, oh, a dead body ghost, but it could also just be like an overlap of two. Like,
multi.
We have no way of knowing.
It's wild.
We see one like tiny little like dot of existence.
Yeah.
Because that Folger's hiker could be have been seeing you.
I'm freaking out. I gotta shove this ghost,
this like, bed ghost out
that
was the
his
window.
Or, I'll trick the ghost.
Or he was like, ooh, I don't remember getting drunk and fucking someone last night, but maybe I did.
Oh, no.
And he's like, and I gotta head back to the Pacific Northwest right now.
Yeah, I gotta go open a coffee shop.
Fucked with his day.
I have a wife who lives in the woods with me.
Oh, no. Oh, she's gonna be so mad. She's a bear.
Oh, God. Emily, these are great.
Oh, my
Emily,
God.
Emily, thank you so much for coming on.
Tell everyone where to find you.
You
plug your shit.
Can find me. My personal Instagram is just my name, Emily Durrett, but there's four T's at the end. So Durrett. And Twitter is just my name, I think, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at it, but it exists. And you can follow my podcast. We're at TSDW Podcast on both Instagram and Twitter. And give it a listen if you like.
Yeah,
and
it's called Too Scary Didn't Watch. Oh, didn't
too
watch.
Too Scary
oh,
Didn't
sorry.
Watch.
And then The Dragons, right?
And then The Dragons every Saturday.
In LA.
At UCB Sunset at 10:30.
Saturday, Sunset, 10:30.
Yeah, party.
Party.
Yeah.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.